22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. I am Brent Allen. WHTC in the Morning rolls on a Wednesday, and it's time to talk with our good friend Adam Burnett, Marketing Manager at Harbor Humane Society, a little bit to the north of the immediate Holland area. And Adam, you kind of cover the whole lakeshore, don't you?
We do. Lakeshore all the way down. We go as far down as Saugatuck area, as far up north as to the Muskegon area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, all Ottawa County is what we serve, and even a little bit beyond, which is great.
So. And people, you know, and you're kind of out of the way. You're up, you know, a little bit, kind of halfway between Grand Haven and Holland.
We are right off the highway, right off 31. I mean, you can see us right from the road.
Bagley, is that the road?
Yep, right on Bagley.
On Bagley,
yep.
Right there. So if people get a chance to come on by. And do you give tours? Do people ever want to come and see the animals?
Absolutely.
For adoption,
I mean,
all that? Do they have to call ahead and make an appointment, or how does that all work?
Yeah, so if you're interested in a tour, absolutely. And if it's going to be more than, you know, like five people, mm-hmm. give us a call at, you know, 616-399-2119, and we'll be able to get you scheduled. And definitely, absolutely, yeah, we give tours to anybody who's interested.
Because we hear a lot about Harbor Humane Society and the mm-hmm. great work that you do.
Absolutely.
But I think a lot of people maybe don't, you know, because they don't see it. It's not
absolutely.
An immediate area right here. They don't see what goes on there. So it's really kind of nice for people to see the animals that are up for adoption
and
some of the things you do. And,
absolutely.
Well, this morning we're talking about Ricky.
We are.
Ricky the kitty cat.
Ricky the cool cat, as
the
we
cool
were kind
cat.
Of joking about. Yeah. the reason we said that is his name is spelled R-I-K-K-I, which is very interesting. And you can, for all of our listener friends out there, you can see a picture of him right now at harborhumane.org. What a cool cat Ricky the cool cat is. He's a real tabby cat. He actually, the picture that I chose is of him being held by a volunteer.
Okay.
And that really shows his personality and shows how real laid back and chill and cool he is. Like, seriously.
He looks really mellow. He's kind of this big orange ball of fluff and just kind of laying there in the arms of whoever's holding him there.
And pictures speak a thousand words, and that picture really shows what his personality is. And he's seriously, one of his favorite things to do is to be held just like that and cuddle in your lap and just, so if you're looking for a good cat to add to your family, he does well with other cats, or if you're just looking for a first-time kitty,
uh-huh.
come meet Ricky. He may be the perfect fit for you.
Ricky, how old is Ricky?
He's just over a year, we believe.
Okay.
We think he's right in that year to year and a half age range, which he still has the young personality, but I mean, for having that cuddly of a, you know, personality so young, that's great.
He looks like he'd just be just a ball of mush just laying there, something you could just pet and love, you know.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know,
the radio or whatever.
You can
you
put
know.
Stuff on him, you know, and he wouldn't even care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because for my wife and I, we have a cat that allows us to do that because he just does not care. Well,
do you put little sweaters on your cat and stuff?
My wife does. I don't.
Oh, Adam. Oh.
No, but it's all in good fun. And I'm going to be honest to my listeners out there. We actually just picked out Halloween costumes for our cats.
Oh my god. Oh,
we are
no.
though we are my wife and I are those cat people. But it's okay. It's all in good fun. And we do it, and you know, obviously if the cat doesn't like it, then we have learned our lesson to not do it.
Is your cat going as a dog this year?
Actually, one of my cats actually plays fetch. We thought about doing that as
really?
A silly joke, because, you know, we'll throw the yarn ball and he'll catch it and bring it back like a dog.
Really?
You know, so I'm like, oh, okay, well maybe we'll just get him a fake leash and think, oh hey, it's our dog, you know, but we're like, nah, he's probably not gonna like the leash.
Maybe
you know?
Not so much. You can't really take cats out on a leash.
No, I mean, some cats can, but for the most part, yeah, I've actually seen some cats that really actually can do well on leashes.
Now,
my two cats are not.
Now, if Ricky could do that, I might be adopting Ricky.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Cool. Although Ricky looks like he'd have to just kind of drag him along.
Yeah, I feel like Ricky, he would enjoy being carried on the walk.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Carry around. You know, speaking of Halloween coming up just a little over a month away now, that's a good subject to talk about as far as animals.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And what to do with the animals with all the, you know, kids coming to the door and the doorbell ringing and a lot of the activity that the animals aren't used to. What do you recommend with doing with your animal during that time?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's one of those things that people kind of not think about as far as safety of the not only the children that come in, but of your animals. If you have a dog, you know, that comes very friendly, but if they see a cat with if they see a kid with a costume on, they're going to be intimidated by that, because they're going to be like, oh, that's not like a small child that I know.
Yeah.
One thing that we advise is a lot of times during the trick-or-treating hours, if you have a subdivision, is keep your animal maybe in another room or in a room that has a door, just so that way there's no risk of them running out, you know, risking coming up to whomever and maybe, you know, giving off that aggressive, you know, like I'm defending my family.
And there's kind of
thing.
A buffer for the noise, too.
Absolutely.
All the activity at the door with the kids knocking on the door and the doorbell ringing. You kind of put them in a room,
absolutely.
A quieter place.
Yeah, and cats tend to be a little bit more mellow. I mean, not all the time, but, you know, if you have an animal that has that high stress, you know, giving off those stress vibes, yeah. definitely, you know, secure them in a room and then just, you know, give them positive reinforcement and mm-hmm. say, hey, it's going to be okay, Fido or Fluffy or, you know, whatever the name may be, and just give them that positive reinforcement, and then it'll all be over soon.
There you go. Well, you know, you just had the dog walk up at Kirk Park a couple of Saturdays ago. That was very successful.
It was very successful, and we had many sponsors, which WHTC and the van included, and we couldn't have done it without all of our sponsors. We had a tremendous turnout. It rained for 10 minutes, but then it went away, which
I heard
was
that.
Good.
Very quick shot of rain, and then everything was good again.
And it was just as the walkers were, seriously, they just left on the walk like 2 minutes prior,
now,
and then all of a sudden...
Now, did the walk go down the beach, or did it go down the bike path up there?
It went down more like the bike path type. We took the shorter route just so that way people, if they wanted to, they could have the option to do the route again.
Oh, good call.
So, you know, we wanted people to have the option to do that. And then, of course, people, if they wanted to go a different route, they could have went a different route as well.
Just going to Kirk Park, it's such a beautiful spot. It really is. It's one of our little jewels here along the lakeshore.
It is. And honestly, I had never been there before this year.
Oh, you hadn't?
This was my first experience with Kirk Park, and it was beautiful. I loved it. Oh, my gosh.
And I bet you found that the Ottawa County Parks people are great to work with.
Oh, my gosh. Hands down, very accommodating.
John Schultz and the whole staff over there, they are
absolutely.
Just great, great people
they
to
are.
Work with.
Any accommodation we needed, they were there within, you know, an hour just
That's
to
awesome.
Help us, which is great. So big shout out to them and other staff.
Good deal, good deal. All right, well, let's talk more about Ricky the Cat. If people want to adopt Ricky, what can they do that?
Absolutely.
What's the process?
Absolutely. So we do take multiple applications on all of our pets, but if you are interested in meeting Ricky, you can definitely come on out to Harbor Humane, fill out an application on him, and as Pet of the Week, his adoption fee is 50% off this week, is a great
deal.
And again, that goes until he is either adopted or until next Wednesday, when I'm here next Wednesday.
so the clock is running.
The clock is going.
Okay.
No, but, you know, if you're interested, come on out, meet with him. You can interact with him. We do, again, take multiple applications on him, and then we will hopefully get him a new home. So, yeah, come on out to our location out there in on Bagley, right off 31. And come meet Ricky.
All right. Give us the website one more time. They can see a picture of Ricky.
Yep. Website is harborhumane.org. Right at the bottom, you can see a picture of Ricky.
All right. It's a plan. Adam Burnett, Marketing Manager, Harbor Humane Society. As always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great rest of the week.
You as well. Thanks.
All right. Take care of your pets.